Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon September 2019 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. Last month we had the Feast of the Sacrifice event, which went off without a hitch. The event was even extended a couple of days as per popular demand. While we don't have an event planned for September, next month we'll see our biggest event of the year, Halloween Havoc. Details about this upcoming event will be provided in our next monthly update. In August, Drock added additional prompt tags for tracking the percentage of one's own hit points, mana, and movement respectively. While the Assassin's Guild is still a work in progress, Drock did get the Smith's Guild up and running. You can join at Forges in most major settlements. Progression is dependent on how many Mastercraft items you forge. The higher rank you have in the Smith's Guild, the greater discount you get when forging. Joining requires forging just one Mastercraft item and nets you a 5% discount. Drock has devised a new condensed format when identifying weapons. This should make finding the right weapon for fighting particular enemies easier. Also, obviously terrible weapons will have an ugly junk flag show up and identify. The Mystic Armament spell now works on flexible weapons of all types. Whip it good. You can now target a worn body slot with Identify. For example, if you want to ID the equipment on your feet, you can type ID feet. Drock has made a number of crafting improvements last month. You can now scribe scrolls with spell comps that have affinities for a spell, not just the spell group. Help pages for spells now include an auto-generated line of what consumable items they can be added to, such as brewed potions, tinctures, scribe scrolls, and spell staves. Leather-crafted armor will have lower AC, but a greater chance of adding large amounts of hit points and movement. Added forged studs and spikes on leather-crafted armor now more heavily favor adding damage roll, hit roll, and attacks to leather-crafted equipment over other stats. The type of metal used is also more important. Skinning and butchering should work on much smaller animals now. Don't expect to get much, though. In addition to these crafting updates, Drock has made some extensive changes to forging in August. For example, forging mastercrafts should be easier with lower level characters and less dependent on luck now. Weapon die rolls have been recalibrated to land higher, and mastercrafted forge armor should gain larger AC bonuses. The time for smelting ores has been halved. All forging costs, including profession point costs for hone weapon, balance weapon, customize weapon, and reinforce armor, have been lowered. And this is on top of the discount from the Smith's Guild. The speed differences between forged weapons with grips versus ones with one-handed handles, and ones with hafts versus ones with poles or two-handed handles, should be more pronounced. In addition to preparing for Halloween Havoc, Morpheus and the Dream Team are also working on yet another area they hope to release after the event. Morpheus has been working on making sure each god has several items for priest jobs throughout the islands, and in some cases on the mainland. The quest work between Dragontooth and Ralnoth has been put on hold for now, but will likely be revisited after the Halloween event is over. I've been working on jobs this past month, adding new commands and quality of life features, and greatly expanding the breadth and scope of jobs. Morpheus's advice and research have been invaluable in these job updates, as I have been running most of the major updates past him before implementing them. He is an expert. I also made the job and quest commands more intuitive and had them mirror one another better so that it's easier to learn and use both. I think I've nearly completed all the changes I want to make, though we may have to modify some now that we've seen how they panned out. After that, I'll be ready to advance to the last stage of the job update project, which is the most fun part, making new job types. There will be new gather types but jobs for collecting a certain amount of firewood, meat, fish, ore, or skins. Also, there will be more retrieval jobs. I'm planning on having one for potions, another for wands and staves, and another for corpses of special creatures. There will be more skill-based options for completing jobs, not only adding more job types for some of the crafting skills, but different options for fulfilling existing job types. For example, if you know Scribe Scroll, a scroll retrieval job might have you retrieve a scroll with a fireweb spell instead of a pre-existing scroll, which you could then scribe yourself to complete the job. I also plan on adding two new priest jobs, Templar and Hospitaller, and I am working out a job system compatible with the future Assassin's Guild. I expect to be preoccupied with job updates for the short term, which will likely push other long-term projects such as the hunting skill, land encounters, naval combat, and naval trade into next year. If I have time, I will likely do some building later this year, renewing some of the many old event areas I have lying around into bona fide high-level areas. Drac has been busy moving into his new house, so we will be doing the interview within the next week or so. In case you have been wondering what Denton has been up to, he has been working extensively on our sister game, Stellar Aeon, as of late. My understanding is that he has been making great strides in the features and backstory of the game.